Good morning.
Good morning.
Afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Adam. How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm signing thank you cards to send out to donors.
Oh, that's great.
While talking on the phone, sir.
I'll do this as quickly as I can. Has Mike Lindell confirmed a time yet for October 7th?
If you must know, I talked to Michelle on Sunday night when I was at the event for Michael's, and Mike double booked the 7th. So I called Mike yesterday, I called Michelle and talked to her, and I said, Michelle, this is fun and all, but the third time's got to be the charm. I said, we really need, Michael's is pulling 50%, or sorry, 50-50 to Evers. We really need Trump to come back to Wisconsin again. And I told that to Michelle, and she said that Lindell called Trump yesterday morning to see if he could secure a date, maybe like the 15th of October, to get Trump and Lindell and the hoorah team back to Wisconsin for Michaels and I. So the short answer is no, I don't have a time because he canceled, and I'm still 36 hours into trying to figure out an alternative date with more hoopla to try to get a little more riled up.
The reason I'm asking is because I just got off the phone with Jagani. I was on his show today, and he called me to speak about it a little bit. And, you know, I was at the Harry Waite court thing yesterday.
Yesterday, yep.
And you know there was a continuance, and Mike Gabelman was there, and there was a continuance till October 7th. So, you know, Jagani and I were scheming that would be a double header where he might bring his whole crew down there and really cover this thing
for the court case too.
Well, he could cover the court case, and he could cover yours if you didn't align the times together. You could use yours in the later afternoon
planning to be an evening. Yeah.
Just not at 2 o'clock, you know.
No, ours was 5 to 9. That was what we had scheduled. We had the event. We actually were signing the contract yesterday, Lynn. So it's a little bit good that she called and frustrating at the same time.
Who called to cancel?
Lindell's assistant, Michelle.
Michelle.
I talked to her yesterday. Yeah. So
okay.
And she said, I hate to be the bad guy. And I said, Michelle, I could yell and scream, but it doesn't really do any good. To whine and yell about it. So I'm trying to figure out a plan B.
I'm pretty sure I've met Michelle. What's her last name again?
Oh, boy. Hang on.
I can't recall. I'm pretty sure. What does she look like again?
I never got to meet her. I was supposed to meet her at the Truth Summit. Michelle's last name is not in my phone. Darn it. Sorry. I didn't. Caitlin, I did meet at the True Summit, but I did not meet Michelle.
Okay.
But she said she would love to. We had a great talk, absolutely great talk.
Well, I mean, should I call Jagani back or should I hold off a couple of days?
If you give me 48, that's what I was hoping for. I was hoping by the end of today or tomorrow to have an answer. The frustration is this is the third time, right? And I can't miss the third time.
Yeah.
The first time DeSantis showed up, right? That was horrible. Not horrible. It was just the luck of the draw. And the second time, Mike now had to cancel. So I'm trying to make the third one, the final shot across the bow. So here's what we're doing, that we're doing it big to get everybody here.
Okay.
So it's, and I can only be on Lindell so much, and the president, I know they like me, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot bigger fish out in this crazy world that they're trying to fry.
Okay.
So
all right.
I'm trying to be as pushy as I can. without pushing them too hard.
And I know you're trying to, we're trying to find out, I've been ripping my house apart trying to find the notes for who the other county was that I thought might support.
Yes.
It was it Iowa by any chance? Do you remember?
It wasn't,
it was
Bill.
Iowa?
I talked to Bill Neal. I thought it was somebody up by you guys that I hadn't heard of before. It wasn't Jack.
It wasn't Iowa.
No, Bill, I talked to Bill already about it, and Bill was, he was on board, but his team was not on board, his board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me another hint of what might, I'm going to keep searching it, I'm going to find it. Who else might have?
So, how close is Brian to you guys? Was Brian the one that's really close
Brian
to you,
Jennings,
your county?
He's tremendous. Brian Jennings did it already.
Yes, so Brian did, but where is his county? Is he close to you guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if he's closer to you guys, so it was Chippewa and Brian. I know it wasn't Jack.
Chippewa was
Amanda.
Is Amanda, and she fell through, right? Her
well,
committee.
She Peter. I didn't know that Paul Farrow's brother was on her committee, Lynn.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is the, anyway, that's the sucky part that I didn't know about.
I know it's not Shano, because I know the colonel there. He's been
It's not Sheboygan either, because Russ doesn't have the support of his team. Remember, Russ is a good guy and his party members are good, but the executive board is not good.
Yes.
What about Outagamie?
Yeah, I'll look into that.
But it wasn't, man. It was somebody that you had made.
I just make so many damn calls, Adam, that
I know, Lynn, trust me. When Janelle said this, so right after Lindell's phone got taken, she started wiping everything daily. So she took all of her notes, and I'm like, okay, Gary, now I get to start doing this. So now all the communications, the historical records, are going to be lost in order to go back and find things. And that's why I save things. People laugh at me when I save text messages from 5 years ago. I said, I don't remember all of this. I have to be able to go back and look at it. Let me see, now that I'm thinking about this, let me see if I can find a text that I had. Yeah, let me see if I can find a text that I had. I wrote yours down. I wrote Brian's down. I found that note. And I had Amanda. And I just couldn't find that third one. So I'm going to go through my notes while you go through yours.
I'm ripping stuff.
Because Brian's. Wait. Brian Jennings was Florence County.
Yeah. But we got him. We got Florence.
No, I know. Yeah. But that's Florence County, and he's the one that's right close to you guys. Because that's who Terry said he was going to drive over there and talk to him if he didn't answer his phone call.
I mean, it's not super close, but you got to go through Forest County to get there. But it doesn't border us, but it's at the very, very top. Not the very top.
The reason I was asking is I thought the county that you had found was closer to you in proximity and distance. That's the reason I'm asking you those questions.
Well, that would be either United or Lincoln. Menominee, we won't get anywhere with. O'Connell would be the other one that borders us.
All right, I'm going to go back through my text and see if I can find them.
I got to try Lincoln again because I know people at Lincoln. I got to try them again.
Let me see. Let me go look through my text again, and I will.
Well, if you find something, text or call me, one or the other.
Yep. No, I will.
All right.
Yep. So I will. Let me get. Give me another 48 hours or so on
all right.
Lindell, the Lindell event. If you give me another 48 hours before we go.
Okay. All right.
Shooting
you,
off
you
too
have
much.
Someone possibly in the ringer. You don't have to tell me who, but you have somebody maybe, possibly.
So when you say in the ringer, so Lindell said he could come the 14th. He could come later. But Trump is, so just so you know, Trump is scheduling his weekend tour until the election. So Lindell is scheduling nothing on any weekend until the election because he's going to go wherever Trump goes to his rallies. So I asked Lindell to call Trump, and he did yesterday morning, and ask him if he could come here on the 15th. That's who I'm, that's my ace in the hole. Because if we had that rally at the Racine Airport where you guys landed,
yeah,
just like we did Kenosha before the 2020 election, that's what I would like to see. That's my ace in the hole, if you will.
You'd love to see Trump at the Kenosha Airport.
No, the Racine Airport where you landed.
I'm sorry. I meant at the Racine Airport. And you want him not the 14th, you want him on the 15th?
Well, that's when Trump is scheduling all of his rallies on Saturdays.
Okay. All right.
So that would be the grand, I mean, have it for Michaels and for me. I mean, Janelle, obviously, and Van Orden, Derek Van Orden. Kind of a repeat of what we had, but down here in this district, because this is where Michaels needs his votes. I mean, I know the rest of the state's important, but this corner of the state is a heavily populated Trump-supporting area. Right? You've got population density, you have Trump support down here. All of those things add up to if he could come down here. I mean, I was at the Michaels event on Sunday, and he said he's been polling 45%, I mean, basically even with Evers. Even with Evers the whole time. So all three polls that he had, he's even with Evers. And if that's the case, Trump should push him over the edge.
So
that's what I'm hoping. Should, yes.
So
sorry, should.
Okay, does that mean then the 7th is officially dead?
Right now, for Lindell coming, it is officially dead. But I don't want to put out that it's dead without putting out the right date, right? Canceling. Yeah.
Well,
I'd like to wait. Go ahead.
Can I tell Gigani that there is something possibly coming, but not to plan on the 7th? Can I tell him that?
Correct. Yeah. I just don't want him to cancel, because if we put it out and we say we cancel it, I want to say we've replaced it with this date. I don't want to just put out this random nebulous, oh, it's just canceled.
Okay.
Like we did on the first time. Because people get confused, right? They get confused that it's canceled, and they don't see the new date. That's all.
So you want it, but official, I'll tell him not to say anything, but just so he doesn't plan for his people
exactly.
to be down.
Yes, please, yes. Right. Yep. And right. Okay. And just to tell you, Lynn, we have – the fairgrounds is open. We could have an event on the 7th, but it's $2,000 just to have the fairgrounds. So we could have an event, but what does this event look like, right, without Lindell there?
Well, I'm just saying if you had some other big celebrity that you wanted to try to get for the 7th, I just want to make sure that you're not attempting to do that.
So
they have two of them.
Right,
I have an event on the 7th and one on the 19th, so I mean it's probably
correct. And we actually have a guy. There's a country music singer. His name's Trey Taylor. He wants to come up and do a fundraiser for me. But again, he's not a big, huge political figure that would draw like Lindell. So I've asked two other people for the 7th, and haven't gotten a reply from them. So no, I don't have a. We've talked with General Flynn and like Seth Keschel, but that's all I've heard. I haven't got a reply back from those guys.
All right.
To see if we could have another event on the 7th, but I haven't. Like I said, it's been 48 or 36 hours. So.
All right.
That will be fine if you can tell him, and I will let you know as soon as I get an answer.
All right, I sure will. Adam,
thank you very
much. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Goodbye. Okay,